A5, number 13B.
All right. Now, again, what does it now offset? That's mind. Now, what does it offset about error? It only offsets that error has intelligence. See? You must stick with intelligence. So what it must offset is a false sense of intelligence. See? Not just error. Because if you would take any other idea like power or law, you could say it offsets error. Offsets the belief that there is intelligence in error. That's what it offsets.
And you couldn't just say ignorant
because mind. That we had in mind. Yes. That we had in mind, if you remember. When we did mind, the intelligence of mind, then we said it offsets ignorance. Now, here we must take something that is the opposite of truth, but in regard to intelligence. So it offsets that there is intelligence in error. Don't you think that people believe that there is intelligence in error? They certainly do, huh? You ask all the crooks, huh? They really believe it, huh? They really believe that with all the tricks on the earth, that if they use it very intelligently, that they can achieve something. That there is intelligence in erroneous thinking, in error, and that, yeah, that's there, huh?
What about intelligence in drugs? Would that come in
here? Okay. Yes, you see, it offsets the belief that there is intelligence in drugs. Drugs. Do you understand me down there? Did you understand me what I said?
Yes.
Oh, good, good.
It offsets the belief
of lack. But that would have been a nice one in life, huh? See, in life. Yeah. Can you see that? Because lack is the counterfeit of the abundance and multiplication of life. Huh? Mm-hmm. Lack is a counterfeit of life, not of truth.
That intelligence doesn't lack everything.
Oh, yes, because it's whole. Yes, I see. Yes, yes, because it's whole. Huh? Yeah.
Truth is intelligence exposed illusion.
No, yeah. You see, what? Now we come to the point. Is illusion a counterfeit of truth, or of which synonymous term?
Mind,
huh? Yeah. Yeah. So I think that was much better, that there is no intelligence in drugs, because we feel that the drug is so intelligent that it knows exactly what to do in the body, huh? That's why we apply it, huh? So, this is a good one. What, yes?
An intelligence can never fall beneath its ideal standard. And it can be any less intelligent.
Yes. Yes. But that does not offset a counterfeit of intelligence. It only shows that intelligence has a standard, and keeps that standard and cannot fall from that standard, yes? But what it must offset is the belief that there is intelligence in an opposite of truth, like she said, that there is intelligence in a drug or in a remedy. Yes. Or that there is intelligence in a mortal man. Because truth has to do with the true man. So there is... Yes?
It offsets unconsciousness?
Yeah. Yeah. But again, you have to be careful, huh? This would be if we would consider consciousness, huh? You would have to see that there is intelligence in unconsciousness, and I don't think that many would believe that. Not many, but few do, huh? Because they would feel, you see, this is quite a claim now, that in the unconscious something intelligent is going on, and is then coming forth and coming up to consciousness as a new vision or as a new as intuition, and the solving of the problem. You have that very often, that people who are thinking about the problem, that they find the solution in the dream. See, when they are unconscious, they found perhaps a solution in the dream. So they feel that there is intelligence in the unconscious. Yes.
How about the subconscious?
And the subconscious, yes. Yeah, very much. Yeah. Yeah. See, all the archetypal beliefs is a belief that there is intelligence in the subconscious. Yes.
What about false diagnosis?
Yeah.
Medical diagnosis.
Yes. But, yes. You would feel that that there was no much intelligence in the diagnosis, yeah. Well, these are all rather far-fetched things. Can you see now, you have to think, where or in what do we place intelligence? Huh? Do we think that error has intelligence? We had that. Many believe that error has intelligence, that you can use erroneous intelligence to achieve an aim. Or many believe that there is intelligence in drugs or in a remedy, in a material remedy. That's the opposite of truth. So these are more or less the main ones. Huh? Yeah. Yes?
Intelligence cheats.
Yes, that there is intelligence in cheating.
Yes,
yes, yes. Absolutely, yes. Yeah, yeah. Intelligence in cheating, yes. Intelligence in error, huh, is the common, yeah, Frank?
We talk about intelligence having dominion. How would that apply to its opposite? Would we say that the belief of intelligence of mortal man having dominion, the intelligence of mortal man having dominion?
Yes, yes, yes. You see, that's a very practical, always look at the practical situation that you see, here is mortal man who says, I have enough intelligence to dominate you and to put you into slavery.
Subjugation.
Therefore you can see now, the intelligence of truth will offset the belief that the mortal has intelligence, or can rule with intelligence, or govern intelligently.
Huh? Or can persecute.
Yeah, you must have intelligence. Never forget intelligence. Huh?
What the belief is that there is intelligence in manipulating and practicing.
Yeah, yeah.
Persecute.
Yes, yes. Yeah, in manipulating, huh? Yeah. That there is intelligence in manipulating. Yeah, all this, you see, is against the wholeness of truth, the standard of truth, huh? the form of truth, the truth man. Huh? Yes, that's true.
Does chemicalization come under the opposite of intelligence?
No, chemicalization is always an opposite of spirit. Because it is a claim that there are contrary agents at work, contrary powers at work, contrary intelligence at work, contrary forces at work, contrary motives at work. It's always when contraries are at work, you have chemicalization. Yes?
Could you clarify what Frank brought up about dominion and subjugation? I didn't quite see what you were saying.
Yes, he was saying that the claim is, you see, that mortals have intelligence to subjugate other people, nations, employees. That's the claim, that mortals have intelligence to have dominion over the world, over people, over things. They have to see that there is only one intelligence, and that is the intelligence of truth that alone gives dominion. Yeah. That's why then afterwards came in that there is no intelligence in manipulations. Yeah. All right. Then we come to love, last one. What would you see in positive way? Intelligence, yes. Wonderful, huh? That's usually the first thing that comes into one's mind, huh? That intelligence has a plan, huh? Because that's the great claim, that intelligence is blind and has not a plan, huh? Think of the whole world today suffers under that point, that we have used intelligence that has not a plan, huh? That all the material intelligence has been used now to destroy our earth. That we are right at the brim of using up everything and polluting everything, and there was no plan. That intelligence, that material intelligence, that human intelligence had no big plan. Whereas the divine intelligence has a plan. Yeah.
Has
a purpose, you see. Has a divine purpose. Intelligence has a divine purpose, has a divine goal. Huh? Intelligence is goal-directed. Yeah. And intelligence always has within itself the seed of fulfillment, yes? Yeah. That intelligence of mind, you see, is always an intelligence that has already the seed of love within itself, the seed of fulfillment in itself. Once we start, see, that's the beauty of it. Once we start rightly with the intelligence of mind, when the intelligence of mind has given us an idea, then we know that if we stick to that idea, that it does fulfill itself. There is now no more quibbling and querying. Will that intelligence lead to a goal, to an aim, to a purpose? Will it fulfill a plan? There is no more question about that. It's in programmed into intelligence that it fulfills itself. So intelligence is programmed. That's love.
Can we say that intelligence is not localized but is universal?
It's universal. It's not localized. It's not impartial. It's absolutely impartial, universal. Yeah. Intelligence is
its own salvation.
Its own salvation. Yes. Yes.
This intelligence brings peace.
Intelligence brings peace, brings rest. Yes.
Freedom protects.
Protection, that intelligence of mind is its own protection, Yes, wonderful, That if we start with an idea, that idea has its own protection. So the intelligence of mind is its own protection. We don't have to protect it anymore, Yeah, beautiful.
That it's completely
perfect. Oh yeah. That therefore that intelligence has the seed of completion within itself, the perfection in itself, yes, yeah.
Blesses man.
And blesses every, blesses universally, impartially, yes. Mm-hmm. Can you see something else about it? It's all-encompassing, it's universal, it's all-encompassing, all-embracing, yes. Yeah. All right. Now, what would we feel that it does? Offset. Now, always when I come to that second, you have a bit difficulty, because you just take any opposite of love, or of the synonymous term. You must think about intelligence. It must offset a claim of intelligence. You see?
Belief that intelligence is personal rather than universal?
Yes. Personal we already had in principle, yes. But here you can say, that it offsets the belief that But intelligence is limited, yeah. We had that already too, yes.
And you already said that it offsets the belief that human intelligence has no plan.
Yeah.
Isn't that
that could come in here, huh? It offsets the belief, huh, that human planning is intelligent, huh? The intelligent human planning. Yes, we had that, yeah, quite right. That's one of the great aspects, huh? Either it offsets that human planning is intelligent, or it offsets that there is no planning, huh? And therefore an ignorant planning, a blind planning, yes. Or at random, yes, yes. See, most intelligence which are used in all the sciences today are hit and miss intelligence, are hit and miss. That's why you have to change governments and so on, have to change their program every other few weeks, because they see it doesn't work. Huh? Yeah. They plan, but there is no intelligence in it. They think it is intelligent, but it hasn't.
It's fragmented.
It's fragmented, yeah.
Would you say it arrives at a sense of purposelessness?
Yes, love does offset a sense of purposelessness, huh? But that's love. Now we have to offset intelligence. You see, can you see? You always have a difficulty in this rule too, huh? Because there are not many pertinent claims that you can find. They are not just all over the place. There are just a few claims in the world where the counterfeit, say here, of love says, "I have also intelligence."
Suggestion that life has a purpose for people.
Yes. Oh, yes. But that has nothing to do with intelligence. It has to do with a purposeless life, huh? Yeah.
Yes, yes.
See? Yeah.
Max, is there fear of the end of intelligence from the standpoint that you fear the wise guy, he knows more than you know, and can impose upon you through a false intelligence?
Okay, you can say, you see, that it offsets the fear of human intelligence, huh? Yeah? Yeah? Or the fear of that manipulating intelligence, huh? Yes? Yes?
Of instability?
Yes. But we should see something about intelligence, you know, a claim about intelligence. We are. Unstable, yes. That would be mind as soul, huh? Because in soul everything is secure, is balanced, we had, huh? So it offsets the belief of instability, yes. Uh-huh.
Would it offset the belief that we can set our own goals, that we're intelligent enough to
exactly, set our own goals, yes,
purpose,
yes, decide what we want? Yes, yes. So it would offset that personal sense of intelligence which we had in principle already, huh? Yeah.
The fear that intelligence can desert us and
have distress. Yes. Would that be under love or under life?
Love never.
Yeah. This is the only thing you still haven't got quite, huh? That you go right away from the claim of intelligence. You just go to any kind of a counterfeit of the seven synonymous terms, you see. Yeah?
We have that intelligence brings peace, and that would offset claim that intelligence can bring conflict.
Yes. Huh?
A great deal of conflict over what is intelligence in the human sense.
Yes. Yes. And you come a great way back to human intelligence, you see, to principle.
Yes.
what we had in principle, that humans have intelligence, that humans have intelligence to plan, that humans have intelligence to do something.
Now, I was looking at this, we had impartial.
Only a few people have intelligence, but only some of the people have intelligence.
You say that the problem, and I was thinking in the sense that intelligence is not curse or cursing, because it can be thought of in that sense.
Yes. That's one of the phases. You see, you what you must do is to see to what do we attribute intelligence besides the divine mind. Just think out that. To what do we attribute intelligence besides the divine mind? We said, when we go through the synonyms, we said we attribute intelligence in mind to the human mind. Said the human mind has intelligence. We said in spirit we attribute the intelligence to matter. Said matter has intelligence, didn't we? And we attributed, say, in soul that sin has intelligence, that maliciousness has intelligence, didn't we? See, you must ask, to what do we attribute intelligence besides God? Huh? So in principle he said, well, we believe that people have intelligence, huh? That persons have intelligence. Huh? In life? A depressive thought has intelligence. I see. What would we see in life? What could have intelligence? Organic matter, for instance, huh? Organic life, yeah.
The code, what do you call it?
The genetic code. Genetic code has intelligence, huh? That we believe very much now, huh? Yes. In truth, what did we believe in truth? What could have? Error could have intelligence, huh? And now in love, what do we believe?
Hate,
huh? Yeah. Jealousy. Aren't we afraid, you see, that somebody who hates us and is jealous, that he will find, that he has enough intelligence to find ways and means to get around and just stab us in the back, huh? That's why we are afraid of hate. We are not afraid of hate because of hate, because we believe that hate has intelligence to do something to us. You see, you have to reason that way, huh? Or you just get into a world puzzle. You always have to ask the straight question, to what else do we attribute these qualities, huh?
Before we leave hate and envy, I think it would be more that we fear it has power.
Yes.
More than intelligence.
Yes, yes. So if we would take power, we would also take that, huh? Yeah. That it has power. That we fear in the first place. Huh? And we fear that it has power because we think that it has intelligence, that it can play a trick. Huh? That it can play tricks. Huh?
That we could believe that jealousy or envy has intelligence for either good or evil?
Yes, that we believe perhaps also. Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. Yes. Oh, yes.
Which is it, intelligence? It's only salvation. What does that offer?
Somebody said it here. That intelligence is its own salvation, huh?
Well, it's saving. It's a saving sense within intelligence.
Yeah.
The consciousness of intelligence.
Yes. intelligence wants to save because it has within itself a plan. We said it acts according to a plan, and therefore it's a plan of salvation in itself. Now, the question is, what does it offset? That's your question. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it really offsets that thing, you see, that we do not know. Huh? It offsets the ignorance within us that we do not know how to save ourselves. That we do not know how to save the world in a universal sense. It offsets the belief that there is a great ignorance of how to save the world. That's why so many people feel there is no more hope. Huh? We'll go right down the drain in the next few years. Huh? Yeah. So if we see the positive sense of it, that intelligence has planned, we trust enormously, you see, that there is a plan at work which we may not see, where our human ignorance is not sufficient, where therefore our human intelligence cannot see how it works, but we only know that if there is a plan, then that plan uses the intelligence of mind to fulfill its plan. That we know. We have to be willing to accept the way it does it. May not do it the way we like it. Yeah. All right. Just finished? Okay, here we are.